On this episode, a Bruins basketball fan favorite, Chapman Harwood.
Chapman Harwood in the pickpocket. Harwood coming back the other way, finger rolling in. And it's blocked by Fisher. Fisher drawn it up to George. Gets it ahead to Matthews. Matthews in the corner for three. Yeah, baby!
Welcome back to the Bruins Basketball Show. I am your host, Coach Tony Miller, and today I am joined by Captain Guard Chapman Harwood. How does that sound like?
Crazy. Yeah. I mean, I'm a guard. Name's Chapman Harwood, but...
The captain part. We all know that you're a guard.
Captain's crazy, yeah.
We'll come back and talk a little bit about that later on. For those of you that don't know, Chapman was out this last year. So for some of you that may not have followed us for very long, you may say, I've never heard of him before. He was actually with us 2 years ago and played a full season. And then this last year, tore your ACL in the offseason and then had to sit out the entire year. It is actually something that you were cleared, what was it, a month left in the season?
Yeah.
Was it February?
Probably February I was cleared, yeah.
And then we had the rest of February that we played, and that was mostly... The regional tournament, and then the national tournament was in March. So technically you could have played that year, the last month and a half, but we kind of decided to go ahead and not waste the entire year. So the way that the rules work, if he comes back in place for even part of a semester, you use a whole year of eligibility. So kind of what was the thinking behind all that, and how did you feel when...
Yeah, so when I tore it, I knew it was like a 6 to 9 month process. So I was thinking, like, 6 months, the max. And then when Taylor told me, like, 6 months is probably, like, the minimum, like...
Was that, like, December?
December would have been 6 months.
Yeah, so we were, like, pumped. Like, he'll be back for the new year, and then it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, and Taylor was like, well, it's usually 6 months is, like, when we start doing, like, basketball stuff. She said, like, 8 months is more, like, when we'll probably clear you. So that was a little disappointing, but, like, I mean, you had a good year without me, so...
How did you feel... kind of when it became a reality that you weren't playing this year, was there anything that changed either the way that you approached your rehab or the way that you felt like for the team, like what you could contribute, like what's going through your mind?
Yeah, like when I first tore it and knew I tore it, like I was going to be out obviously for more than probably the whole season, if not half. So we have a group chat, and like I felt miserable the first couple of days, like during school year at least, 3 months into rehab. Just thinking about all of myself, trying myself better. Then I finally put in the group chat. I was like, listen, guys, like, I can't play right now, but, like, I can still rebound. I can still walk. So, like, if everybody needs a rebounder, just call me. And obviously they took that up, so.
Do you feel like you stayed involved throughout the year?
Yeah. Like, that was big. I know you and then Coach, you also helped a big lot with that. Like, not even – like, I would always try to do just anything. I kind of prayed about it. I was like, listen, like, I'm just going to do anything I can to help the team. So, like, whether that was filling up water bottles, just ice buckets, just anything. Like, I tried to have fun with it, too. Like, trying to be the best water guy. Like, Instagram, love doing that. It was fun, yeah. So, like, Coach Miller, he was big on that, just trying to keep me involved. And that was real fun to do, me and Tony.
Chapman's a sport management major here. And, of course, anytime that I get an opportunity to promote the sport management program, I take that. But he ran our Instagram account and maybe did a little bit with Twitter, posted. And for those that aren't following us at BJU Bruins MBB, you can give a shout out for your Twitter and Instagram if you like to. But
Bapo underscore 12.
And so he would do that for us during the games, and that was a huge help, to be honest with you. But it also kind of kept you involved and allowed you to have fun and that kind of thing. So aside from that, what was it like getting perspective or a different view, knowing you're not going to even get in the game? But going to all the games and watching there from the bench, did it kind of maybe change the way that you looked at the game?
Yeah. So when I tore it again, like the first couple, because I tore in the summer, so like obviously I didn't see any guys. I was just talking about it, and they were just a little disappointed. So I still like camp and stuff, just like hobbling around on crutches.
You came back like the week after you had your surgery.
Yeah.
I remember there were some pictures of elite camp, you like leaning on your crutches.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you knew exactly where you were with all the medication that you were on.
I was just happy to be here. You're always playing some type of basketball.
Yeah.
So when I tore, you have to know like what your identity is. So like when I did it, like the first 2-3 weeks was bad. Like I was just kind of in a blur. Like I was like, because I played soccer, basketball, and baseball throughout high school for 6-7 years and never got injured. So when I did it, like, I was like, I don't get injured. Like, I'm Chapman. Like, I'm durable. Like, we're not all as durable. So, like, I did it. And, like,
You go from basically being busy year-round playing athletics to not being able to do anything.
And you have to know your identity. Like, yeah, I'm Chapman Harwood, the basketball player, but that's just a part of me. Like, I'm more Chapman Harwood, the Christian. Like, you have to know who you are in Christ. Like, I think that's huge. Because if I was just Chapman Harwood, the basketball player, like, I know I wouldn't have been where I'm at. Like, I'm still growing, but, like, I grew so much just in the fact that knowing that, hey, like, I'm a Christian first. And then, yeah, I'm a basketball player. Like, I'm not Chapman Harwood, Coach Miller's player, Chapman Harwood, a friend of whoever. Like, I'm Chapman Harwood, like, the Christian first. So, yeah, that was huge.
How do you think that that side of it, and then also being there on the bench and watching and observing practices, how does that change the way that you approach this coming year?
So, Coach Miller and Coach, you always talk about, like, the details of things, like, little habits. Like, little habits are they can be bad or good, but they're little, so they're, like, they make a big difference. They're not always, like, you don't win a championship in March, they always say. Like, you win it, like, when you start in August, September. So that was huge, just, like, dissecting all the plays. Like, I would watch them, so I still watch film and stuff, and just, like, breaking it down. And, like, really just slowing the game down. Like, when you're out there, you want to, like, go one speed. But Coach Mo was always talking about, like, two or three speeds, like, slow down, then go fast, and go fast, and slow down, take a jumper, or something like that. So that's big. Just, like, watching it from the sideline and knowing, hey, you should be there at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's harder because, like, it's going so fast. Just
right.
Speeds of the game.
Right. Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing for players when they come in. Things are just moving so quickly, and you're kind of relying on your athleticism just like you did in high school. Yeah. But when you're able to think the game and see it from that other perspective, it kind of gives you – things do slow down.
Yeah, because everybody's like the same athlete level here. So
yeah.
Like, that's where you break it, like, mentally. Yeah. Where you separate yourself.
Well, most of them are like 6 foot, 6'1".
Yeah, that's a good point.
But you're like 5'11".
5'10".
So you're already at
disadvantage.
We joked about being a captain this year, but – you know, how do you feel about that, and kind of does that make you feel a little bit more like you have more of a responsibility, more you have to be on your toes a little more? Like, how do you feel?
So, like, Coach, you kind of told me in, like, September, you told me, like, when we weren't even practicing, he was, can we just, like, pick up, and I was sitting beside him and Robert Horn, the other captain from last year, just graduated. He was saying, Chap, I kind of want you to do what Rob does. I was like, oh, like, give a message here and there. Like, I didn't know you meant captain. I was like, oh, yeah, I can probably do that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we were in the huddle, in the room, and he was, like, we were having some, like, not even team problems, just, like, people just being stupid. And he was, like, I'm thinking about making Chapman and Jason captain. I was kind of, like, like, I was eating Skittles, and I was, like, Coach, I would also bring Skittles to the game, so that was my job, too. And I was, like, okay, I guess I'm captain now. But, I mean, it's not, like, a pride thing. It's, like, honestly, we all should be captains. It's more just, like, checking people in, just, like, looking after people. Like, yeah, there's more leadership that comes with it. But, like, you can be, like, a Tim Tebow type of captain, like, mm-hmm. yelling all the time. Or, like, Tim Duncan, or, like, Derek Jeter's quiet and, like, lead by example. So, and doing both, nothing wrong. So, yeah.
And you'll be a redshirt sophomore, technically, as far as basketball goes. But you've been part of our program even longer than that.
3-4 years.
Yeah, you came to Elite Camp, I believe.
Like freshman, sophomore.
Yeah, so we're talking about, like, 3 or 4 years in high school and then two. So I would guess you probably have been recruited or been a part of the program longer than really.
Yeah.
So you've been a part of it last coaching staff and this coaching staff. So I think that'll help a lot as far as preparing you to take on that role.
Because a lot of, like, captains, not even on the court, like, on the court, but, like, you can't really get in, like, players get in trouble off the court. Like, it's hard to get in trouble on the court. So, and that's what comes down to.
Yeah. You've played a little bit with some of the guys that we have coming in this next year. How do you feel the group that we have coming in? Of course, we've said several times this isn't just like one or two guys we're adding, but, you know, we're adding
a bunch,
between 5 and 7 guys. What's that going to be like? You don't have to give a scouting report on each of them, but what's it been so like so far kind of playing with them and interacting with them?
I think we got 5 or 7, so I think I know 6 of them. All great guys, like they want to do right. And then, like, basketball perspective, like, Blake's a great stretch 4. Like, he's going to be huge, even as a freshman, I think, because we're missing some size down low with a couple guys graduating. And then we got Darius and Stefan. Darius is a great defender, good point guard, super long. If he gets bigger, he'll be hard to stop. Then Stefan, I think Stefan's like a cube, kind of, like, guard, just athlete, just waiting to be let go. Then we got Rob and Zach, 2 really good transfers that, like, they were both kind of like from different, like Zach never played, mm-hmm. even though he's really good, mm-hmm. and like Rob like was a star of his team, and like they can both be really good here, mm-hmm. and I just like that's a cool perspective. And then Jamal's he's really bouncy, like what at least 38-40.
Yeah, like he can get up.
He's maybe smaller than me. Like it's crazy. He embarrasses me out there.
Yeah, you're gonna have to hit the Vertimax hard to be able to catch up with Jamal.
Yeah, he's bouncy.
Again, coming in, having been here 2 years already, and then maybe taking them kind of under your wing a little bit and helping them adjust just with so many new guys coming in, helping everybody kind of mesh.
Yeah, because when I was a freshman, like, I haven't played in, like, whole years, so, like, I remember freshman year, but it was such, like, it's kind of like a blur almost, because we had a whole another year, and, like, we had a really good year, like, championship game and stuff. Like, another big thing of captain is just, like, you can correct people, but you don't always got to do it, like, in front of people, like, to show, like, hey, I'm big dog, or, like, a lot this year, like, I'll take Q, Brandon, or Tony, like, off to the side and be like, hey, like, this is what you did wrong, this is what you did right, like, you can fix it, or, like, even just encourage, like, encourage is huge, like, I'm probably going to brag a little bit, but I'm definitely the best encourager on the team, so that's what I like.
I would agree with that.
I like encouragement.
I would agree with
that. So, like, even just tell them, like, by themselves, so they don't get, like, embarrassed or anything, and then let them fix it, because they're all smart guys out here, they know what to do.
Really appreciate you coming on the show.
Oh, no, thanks for having me.
We'll definitely have you on again before it's all over. For those of you that are listening on iTunes or any of the other podcast platforms, if you could do us a huge favor and leave a review and maybe rate us. Thank you again for all who listened, and hope to see you maybe this coming year at some point.
Got free tickets.
Chapman will hook you up with free tickets, is what I just heard. Everybody. Right there.
I'm new captain. New trends.
Captain can do
every
anything.
Game's free.
Easy. I don't think we're able to do that. But thanks again for joining us. Until next time, enjoy your journey.